And as the old fable tells us, the clock that has to tick so many millions of times has exactly the same number of seconds to do it in. So will you find that you can move about on each separate occasion as you wish, and practice will enable you to do it without any trouble or thought. But this is not all, nor half what I mean, said Hugh. No, my dear, nor half what you will have to bear. You resolved to bear it all patiently, I remember. But what is it you dread the most?
Oh, all manner of things. I can never do like other people.
Some things, replied his mother. You can never play cricket, as every Crofton boy would like to do. You can never dance at your sister's Christmas parties.
Oh, Mama!
Cried Agnes, with tears in her eyes, and with the thought in her mind that it was cruel to talk so.
Go on, go on! Cried Hugh, brightening. You know what I feel, Mother, and you don't keep telling me as others do, and even Sister Agnes sometimes, that it will not signify much, and that I shall not care and all that, making out that it is no misfortune, hardly, when I know what it is, and they don't. Now then, go on, Mother. What else?
There will be little checks and mortifications continually. When you see little boys leaping over this and climbing that and playing at the other, while you must stand out and can only look on,